You are here today at the birth, at the launch of a new force in British politics. Welcome to the Brexit Party.
Within a month of its launch, Nigel Farage's new Brexit Party is leading the polls, with less than a week before Britain votes in the European parliamentary elections. Embarrassingly, it has more support than the country's two traditional political heavyweights combined, the Conservatives and Labour. Farage previously led the UK Independence Party, which campaigned ferociously for Britain to leave the EU and which dominated the European parliamentary elections in 2014. In staging his political comeback, he took aim at the country's two-party political system, which he said had so far failed to deliver Brexit.
We have, of course, a first-past-the-post electoral system, which almost keeps everybody else out. And we've got two parties who, on the biggest constitutional issue for over 300 years, have betrayed the will of the voters. It's just not good enough. You know, we voted Brexit in a referendum. They promised us in a general election they'd deliver it. We're 3 years on and nothing's happened.
Farage has vowed to demand a seat at the negotiating table with Brussels if his nascent party comes out top next week. Britain's 73 seats in Brussels and Strasbourg were to be divided up among other EU nations if the country left the bloc on March the 29th, as originally planned.
We need change in this country and we need it now. Britain needs the Brexit Party and the Brexit Party needs you.
The Brexit Party is now on course to win more than 50 of those seats, which could prove a major disruption to the next parliamentary session. Another new political group, the centrist Change UK, which is campaigning for the country to remain in the EU, has so far failed to capitalise on the changing mood of the country. If the 2016 referendum on EU membership was held again today, Remain would likely win by a small majority. Former doctor Sarah Wollaston, who recently quit the Conservatives to join the movement, has compared ploughing ahead with Brexit to risky surgery.
Can I think of any situation where somebody would be wheeled into an operating theatre on the basis of a very vaguely worded consent form that they'd signed nearly 3 years ago, which didn't really give them any of the true facts, allowing them to weigh up the risks and benefits of that procedure? And I'd say that actually Brexit is the most important constitutional, social and economic surgery that this country is going to undergo. And yet we're proceeding, we're being wheeled into the operating theatre, kicking and screaming on the basis of basically a flawed consent form.
But Change UK is currently the least popular of the eight main participating parties. What is striking is just how little coverage the British media is giving to the EU elections and how lacklustre the Conservatives' and Labour's campaigns have been. Despite hopes by Remain supporters that the European elections may be some sort of surrogate referendum that could help overturn the Brexit decision, political analysts predict the turnout on May 23rd will still be pretty low. In 2014, it was just 35%. The EU vote takes place 2 weeks after local elections, and many Brits are too blasé to vote for politicians who may never even get to sit in the European parliamentary chambers. Nick Martin, DW, London.